Today on Gardening in a Minute, kale. Kale is a dark green, leafy vegetable that can be grown during the winter months in Florida. It's often referred to as a superfood because it's rich in iron, calcium, and vitamins A, C, and K. Kale has one of the sweetest flavors of all the leafy greens, making it a popular vegetable to grow. You can even bake the leaves to make crispy kale chips, turning them into a nutritious but satisfying snack food. Kale can be started from seed anytime from September through January or February. Be sure to plant it in a sunny spot and water regularly. Because kale is attractive and cold tolerant, it's often sold in pots at garden centers as a winter ornamental. Just keep in mind that ornamental varieties aren't always as tasty for eating. For more information about kale and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how do my yard care practices affect our water? It's sometimes hard to see the effects of a single person's actions, but the practices that you follow in your yard can have a greater impact on Florida's water. Any chemicals used in the landscape have the potential to enter our water if they are misapplied. That's why it's essential to read the product label and always follow all application instructions. To manage pests, start with the least toxic methods available and go from there. Apply fertilizer only when plants need it and follow the recommended rates. Always sweep up any spilled fertilizer and put it back in the bag. If you live on a body of water, keep a 10-foot maintenance-free buffer zone along the shoreline to help protect the water. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, leopard plant. When fall arrives, leopard plant really begins to shine. This shade-tolerant ground cover blooms in autumn and early winter, sending up airy clusters of small, daisy-like yellow flowers that hover over its glossy foliage. The kidney-shaped leaves have a leathery look. One cultivar, Giganteum, produces leaves that can reach 15 inches across. Leopard plant gets its name from the spotted yellow or white patterns found on the leaves of some cultivars. Solid green, variegated, and crinkled forms also exist. Leopard plant does best when planted in partial shade in moist and rich soil. This spreading perennial grows in clumps that can be divided in spring, making it a great plant to pass along to other garden lovers. For more information about leopard plant and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Hypertufa planters. Love the look of stone, but not the weight and expense? With a little time and a few supplies, you can make your own planters from Hypertufa. Hypertufa is a mix of water, Portland cement, peat moss or coconut fiber, and either sand, perlite, or vermiculite. The Hypertufa mix is molded into a form and left to cure. Everyday items like bowls, boxes, or plastic bins can be used as forms. Don't forget to poke a few drainage holes into the bottom. Hypertufa planters are porous and drain well, so they make a perfect home for succulents and rock garden plants. The process can be messy, so it's best to work outside wearing gloves and old clothes. So if you need a new planter, invite some friends over for a Hypertufa party and make your own. For more information about container gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cockroaches. It's no secret that cockroaches are common household pests in Florida. But did you know that they can also cause problems with potted plants, like orchids? These pesky insects sometimes climb through drainage holes or into plant saucers in search of food, water, and shelter. They may feed on the plant's roots, leaves, or flowers, causing varying degrees of damage. Excess moisture can attract cockroaches, so avoid overwatering your plants. If any of your plants spend summers outdoors and winters indoors, sequester them in a garage first and try luring the roaches with a commercial or homemade bait. And if you're planning to repot your outdoor plants, brace yourself for any cockroaches that may be lurking in the bottom of the pots. For more information about cockroaches and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.